The most dangerous lie that you can believe is that you're not as bad as you really are. Romans chapter 3, verse 9, Paul levels the playing field. He writes, "For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. Not some, not most, all." This is what we call the doctrine of total depravity. It doesn't mean that every person is as bad as they could be, but it does mean that the totality of a person, every part of us, has been touched by sin. Our minds, our wills, our desires, our affections, none are untouched. And Paul doesn't leave it to the abstract. He brings receipts. He stacks scripture after scripture to show that sin is universal. Why does he do this? Because before you can understand grace, you must understand guilt. We live in a culture that is obsessed with self-esteem. The message is constant that you're good, you're enough, you just need to believe in yourself. You can do anything. You do you. But the gospel begins in a different place. You are not enough. You are under sin. And that's not meant to crush you. It's meant to prepare you. Because until we see our need, we will never run to Christ. The bad news is not the end of the story, but it is the necessary beginning. So pray this prayer with me today. Lord, help me see the depth of my sin so I can fully embrace the greatness of your grace. And here's two peoples to pray for today. Pray for AJ, our Creative Access missionary in Asia. And also pray for the Kasubi Lifeword broadcast. That's for the people of Tanzania, Niger, and the Congo.